Why does one decide to walk as a form of protest? Why does one decide to walk as a form of resistance? Why does one decide to walk to construct a new narrative?
What walking has been for us
Why does one decide to walk barefoot on hot tar? Why does one decide to carry a bucket of ocean water?
What walking has been for us?
Oh, wait, let me breathe.
Needing to take a breath. So in this space right now, in my pausing for you as you're walking, I am taking a breath with you. Walking is giving your mind the mobility it craves. Walking is meeting yourself. Walking is
when there is nothing left to say, when the only thing that you can do is to insert yourself in spaces, to insert your body in a space and ask, what does this body say about this space? What does your body say about the space you are in right now?
Walking is talking. Walking is talking. Talking to the magic in you.
Feel your feet. Feel your feet in your shoes. Feel all the points where they pressure you, hurt you, squeeze you, make contact with you. If your feet had to express in the way of walking, how would they walk right now? Walk now, like your feet is telling your story, telling the story, the new story you would like to read from the space you chose. We don't have to be stuck in the past to talk about the past, nor do we have to be stuck in the problems of our day. By walking, release is found. Imagination is met. We chose to walk together to say we are here, to say look at us, to say can't there be new histories?
The act of walking is one that can save. I've seen my mind rest in the decluttering ability that walking has given me, the dreaming sense, the traveler that is born through walking, the traveler that is fed through walking, the sense of creating boundless aliveness in the sense of your body, your mind, your spirit, and your thoughts. It is this walking that has led us to reimagine what we ourselves can become and has allowed us to live in our truth and has also allowed us to walk with you today, has also allowed us to talk about what we've seen through walking and the further creation of networks of walkers all over, giving rise in truth to being in a place in spirit through the noble and simple act of walking.
Sure, I'm getting out of breath now.
It's holding your hand in the hot tar, and as looking in opposite directions as we were crossing the street, you know, an embodiment of look right, look left, these two bodies, you know, parallel stories, yet finding ourselves at an intersection. And this is us relating to cityscapes, our mental and physical that themselves, our personal stories that became, space as well for us to realize as women that these days walking can be a form of protest, can be a form of talking to the land, can be a form of visibility, in terms of writing these histories that we can say we are here, we have been here, and will still be here. Her story is also as valuable as his story, and the silence and the harmony and the peace that is then brought forth by such an easy movement of putting one leg before the other, but also assisted by the characters that our costumes were, the space itself, the Cape Town city center became this. This geographic location that really presented us with a conversation between the past, the present, and the future. And literally, as we're walking, we're opening that pathway, that possibility.